In addition, you know, to not winning a Texas Music Award in the broadcast division yet again here at Hank FM, it's always important to maintain perspective no matter what's going on. You know, to realize things are good. Things are good out there.
Yeah, we're doing great.
In fact, I hear we're working on the egg thing, egg prices, and that the prices are slowly falling. But announced yesterday, the United States going to start importing its eggs from South Korea and Turkey.
That's a long way.
That's a big egg from Turkey. Those are big eggs from turkeys.
Yeah.
Now, if we can get a hold of that duck, we could even get more. Things always make fans and family good. Be worse. That's what they say, indeed. Yeah. Things there at the White House this week. Got a little out of the inner circle. You may have seen the story over the past couple of days as the editor of the newspaper The Atlantic says a Trump administration official accidentally included him on a texting chain in a group chat that discussed some high-level top-secret plans to bomb and raid Yemen.
Yeah, but fantastic.
And he ended up somehow he was in the loop. And definitely not supposed to be in the loop. So, White House been dealing with that this week. But to be fair, getting out of those group chat,
it's not easy.
Text chains are impossible. I mean, it's tough.
I know. I have one going right now.
Oh, my God.
And I checked it. It was literally like 45 messages I had missed in the
Mom's birthday yesterday. I had to mute the thing because it was just everyone.
I don't have time for it. I got a job.
I'm not even related to half of these people. So
not
coming under fire is National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, who, fun fact, by the way, is actually the brother-in-law of Creed lead singer Scott Stapp.
Oh, look at that.
How about that for a fun fact, huh?
Can he make the Rangers go to the World Series again? I almost said the Super Bowl.
By the way, I found out that that fact in a group chat.
Take me higher.
Thank you, Russell. So you heard those two astronauts were stuck for 9 long months and got no overtime for all their dedication? Well, President Donald Trump is fixing that pronto and would be happy to foot the bill. He said he had no idea this was all going down, but offered up to pay it out of his own pocket. NASA said the two astronauts would receive an extra $5 a day.
Oh, my God.
As they're on official travel orders as federal employees.
Wow.
9 months, so they were going to get like $1,452. Bonus. Bonus.
Yeah, that's right, Billy Ray. Don't spend it all in one place.
He knows.
Well, all right, we'll get him on the show tomorrow. The Donald will be on at 7:50 tomorrow because maybe he's going to pay that overtime out of the egg sponsorships for the Easter egg roll at the White House.
The money's coming in.
All right, 7:50 with the Donald tomorrow on the show. So they filed for bankruptcy to start off the week, and people are now freaking out about their data there at 23andMe, the DNA website. The last two nights, they have more than 15 million customers, clients, if you will. That now, that means they have over 15 million people's genetic information, saliva samples, health, family history, and everything like that. And they're going bankrupt. So people have been flooding the 23andMe website to try to delete their DNA information and data.
Yeah.
And so it has crashed the website the past two nights. And, you'd get like a little chat box that would just tell you to, try to reach the manager and good luck with that.
You know what?
Yeah. But they are, they don't 100% know. They say the data is safe no matter what, but people are freaking. In fact, users turned out were 60% upset, 30% paranoid, and 10% Scottish Dutch.
Oh.
One was a distant relative to Teddy Roosevelt.
Things could be worse.
Yeah. And not Billy Ray.
Aren't we all related to Billy Ray in some way, shape, or
probably,
form?
Probably, honestly. Probably, just the science.
There are few things more tragic and saddening than losing your spouse. But in today's modern day and age, there's a fix for that, thanks to AI. The New York Post Page 6 gossip column reports Alan Hamill, the widow of Suzanne Somers, is using a digital twin that mimics her voice and appearance to recall the special moments that they had together, including a mishap during a cooking segment. The robot has her signature blonde hair. She passed away in a long battle with breast cancer.
We all grieve in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird.
Yeah, no judging, but ooh. What?
So they did this on like a, it looked like a Comic-Con convention stage with the people that developed this. It looks nothing like her. It looks like a mannequin that moves its arms. But it does sound like her. And no doubt will eventually attack and dominate us all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saw what it did to the Thighmaster.
I wonder what like grief counselors think about this. This can't be good for the process. You just gotta
snap
you gotta
that
feel
thing.
It to heal it.
Three parts. That's what they say. Things could be worse for the Olympic rowers upcoming 2032 Summer Games. The 2032 Summer Games will take place in Australia.
That's a long time.
Well, they're already freaking out because Olympic rowers are saying things are worse as they may have to compete in crocodile-infested waters.
Oh, for crying out loud.
But don't worry. Mm-hmm. Australian officials say, it's no big deal. That's seriously their quote, because you know why? They're Australian.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of anything.
What about piranhas?
Just hit it with your oar.
Got questions.
Just ride one like a camel.
See, now, KB, not every man can go camping on the weekends or have a girlfriend that starts a fire. Some can't even grow a good beard. And there's a fix for that as well. It's not AI. It's a beard transplant. Now a thing. It will graft hair from the head to the face. Dr. Greg Williams says it's a great option if you're lacking coverage.
Mm.
Internet interest has tripled since 2020. And the average price, let's take a guess, $9,000 on average.
For a beard transplant?
For a beard transplant.
I mean, you could just go camping. Because seriously.
That's right.
Mine's bushier just for being out there in the wild. Fire notwithstanding.
Nothing wrong with a woman starting a fire.
See?
Is there a problem with a woman having a good beard?
I want to be. It's all right. As long as you have a duck available.
It's the show that if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.